Parshas Korach. There's a lot to talk about Korach, about Dothan Aviram. I'd like to talk about something a little bit more surprising and certainly more hidden in the parasha. The parasha is very clear. The parasha begins, we put all the characters in place. Vikach Korach, who is Korach? Ben Yitzhar, the son of Yitzhar, Ben Kos, the son of Kos, Ben Levi. Okay, we know exactly who he is. Why not Yaakov? He begged not to be, his name to be divulged. Dothan Aviram, Bnei Eliyahu, we know exactly who Dothan Aviram are. Yeah? Oin ben Peles, Bnei Reuven, he's a new character that comes on the board. Okay, so you have these people. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe, and it's stood in front of Moshe. Ve'anoshim ibnei Yisrael chamishim u'mesoyim, and 250 men. Who are the 250 men? Nesiyei Edo, Kriyei Moyed, Anshei Shem. Ele Nishmas.
Avraham ben Moshe.
Avraham ben Moshe. Nesiyei Edo, Kriyei Edo, Anshei Shem. Who are these 250 men?
Avraham
Nachman ben Moshe. In Nishmas.
My father uses today.
Okay, so you get it.
Still not married yet.
Nesiyei Edo, Kriyei Moed, Anshei Shem. Who are Nesiyei Edo? What are these people? Zog Rashi. This is. Bear with me a second. It's such a complicated chumash. I can hardly find where Rashi is. Okay, so Rashi brings. Bear with me. I can't even find Rashi here. Mind if I borrow this a second? Okay. Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, so Rashi says. Just bear with me. So he says, Nesiyei Edo, he says that one of these Nesiyim Anshei Shem. Where is this? One second. Mikach Korach, Ben Yisrael, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, Dothan Aviram, Rav Lechem, Kulam Kedoshim. No, it's not this Rashi. Bear with me a second. Where are we? Yeah, it's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, who are these? Anshei Shem. Anshei Shem. What is this possum? I'm sorry, bear with me. Posuk base. Posuk base. Elitzur ben Shdeyu b'chaveirov. Who are these people? They were. Elitzur ben Shdeyu. Who's Elitzur ben Shdeyu? He's one of the Nasiim who brought up in a Chanukah Samizbeach. V'chaveirov and his chaveirim. Anshei Shem. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they were people who were well known around the world, famously good, famous, not infamous people, famous people. Why they're called Kriyei Edo or Kriyei Moed? What is Kriyei Moed? People who knew how to be make the Rosh Chodesh extra. Kriyei Moed. These are people who are able in the Sanhedrin when they needed them. These people made the Rosh Chodesh. Kriyei Moed and Shoshem, well known people. Rashi says Elul Surbein Shdeu. In fact, the Rebbeinu Bechaya brings down, and I've got to read this out to you because you won't believe me. Yeah, I know you won't believe me. I already see the cynicism here. It says, "Umichlal chamishim." Look at yourself. Umichlal chamishim asayim elu. Who are these people? Shneim also hanasiim shekrivu b'chanukah samizbeach. Including these 250 people were the 12 people who brought up in Parshas Nosoi for the nasiim. In the Mishkan, those 12 people were part of the 250 people who stood up and rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. Included in that name is a very famous name we all know. Who's that? Nachshon ben Aminodov. Hayom Rav Yonos. What did he see? Aron Hashatim, who jumped in? Yudel Kodshoi. This was Nachshon ben Aminodov, jumped into the river. It ramped into the sea and it split. He was one of the 250 people who were killed, who stood up and rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't believe me, Rabbeinu Bechai, and I'll prove it to you. He says, Nesiyei Edo Kriyei Moed, said B'mid Basina, Eile Kriyei Edo Nesiyei Matos Avoisom. So he says, Ashnikl V'Shemos, says a Medrash. Afapi, so he says, it's a Gzereshova Kriyei Kriyei. It says Nesiyei Edo Kriyei Moed, and it says over there, Eile Kriyei Edo. These people were killed in standing against the Moshe Rabbeinu. How can I understand this for a second? How can I understand this? More than that, the parasha is incredibly difficult to understand. In the beginning of the parasha, we talk about who stood up, and then it says it stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said that Yikalo Moshe Aaron made a rebellion. Rav lechem kechol ha'ilu kulam kadoshim. Everyone's holy. Why do you make yourself a nasi over us? It's almost unimaginable that you have a person like who's willing to be moisen nefesh, like Nachshon Ben Aminadov, that he ends up rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu. It's almost unimaginable. Okay, so the Shlach HaKadosh is a very long Shlach HaKadosh in Russia, and he basically takes some rayas from Midrashim and the rayas from Sukkim. I'm not going to expect you haven't got too much time for this, but basically he says there were three groups of people. We say Eizem Machleikus Shi L'Shem Shemayim. That's Machleikus Shammai and Hillel. What's Machleikus Shein L'Shem Shemayim? Koyrach V'Adosoi. It should say Koyrach HaMoshe. The answer is within Koyrach's Machleikus there was a massive Machleikus between those people who were on Koyrach's side, as it were, and Koyrach himself. Why? Koyrach, he brings down, was an Apikoros. Koyrach did not believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He did not believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu did anything. He was Koyfer Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. He was Koyfer many things in the Torah. He became an Apikoros. How? That's a different story. Then we had Nadav and Avihu had their Yetzirah. And Oyin Ben Peles was basically the concept of they wanted power. They believed the power came from Moshe Rabbeinu, but they did not feel it was right that Moshe Rabbeinu allotted power to his own family. Protection is not right. And they believed that Moshe Rabbeinu did it from himself, and they felt that was wrong. He associated too much power himself. Nesiyei Moyed Anshei Shem says the Shlach HaKadosh that you were dealing here with people who are Kodesh Kadoshim. I read that with Loshen, what he says. He says, I read out a short piece. He says, "Nasam hoya l'shem shemayim v'loy l'hara the kavanos l'shem shemayim rak sheshogu aval heim savru ki machlokosam hoya l'shem shemayim." They thought it was l'shem shemayim v'loy hoya etzlam shum tzad kfira chalila v'chalila. They never had any kind of kfira chas v'sholem v'eminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. They believed in Hashem and Moshe Avdoi. V'yodu ne'mono ne'nyu k'chol ma'asha oysa Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'asholamu m'piyah gevura. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu did was according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated. What was their mistake? Rak choshvu she'inyan ha'ismanois Aaron Avonov hoya mikoyach shoya Moshe Rabbeinu m'vakej zem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hispalal azeh. He thought, of course Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Of course Aaron HaKohen was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they thought it was because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for it. That Moshe Rabbeinu davened. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Aaron should be chosen. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aaron. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzei nirev yaseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what his friends wish him to do, as it were. Okay? And therefore that's what they felt was wrong. And he said, "Valzeh hisramu v'rot v'achal kovod." And that's why they ran after kovod. He said, "V'loy acha kovod hamudum v'hatuma," not the negative kovod. "Rak acha kovod asher chachomim min cholov kovod aruchani." Only they went, they're seeking out the proper kovod, the ruchnius kovod. What ruchnius kovod is that? The kovod is that he knew that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives shirora, he gives value to Klal Yisrael, and he gives kovod to his Yireim. V'zeh hisnasus moyer ribu akdusha, and they wanted to be kodesh. Kriya moyed, what's kriya moyed? They want to be ma'abe. What does that mean? He said, "V'hoya kavanosum shekedusha elyonim tispasha v'kulam." In other words, they didn't want it just to be in their mind of kriya moyed, being able to calculate yom tovim. They wanted it to be nispasha v'kulam yegam kein b'nei aliyah v'zeh husoid hachatoim ha'ele b'na shosom. In other words, chatoim ha'ele b'na shosom, the pasuk says in pasuk gimel, is that these people chatosom. What's chatosom? Chatos is a chatoim, a chait. Is a shoygeig. Ha'ele b'nafshoysom, it was a nefesh. They wanted to do something with their nefesh, for their soul. This was a melchoma, as far as they were concerned, l'shem shemayim. They wanted to become kodesh. Korach was not Apikoros. They were looking at Letzobin Shdei, and they were looking for power. They were looking to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wasn't Chalila any Apikoroses, wasn't Chalila anything. That's what they looked for. And therefore, the way that they were killed was completely different to the way Korach was killed. Korach was killed with a Misa Mishunah. Korach was killed in a way that has never been found in the world beforehand. He was killed, he was swallowed up, everything else got swallowed. They weren't swallowed up at all. What happened to them? A fire came out from Shemayim and consumed them. Exactly the same way, by the way, as Aaron's children, not them and a few were killed. Eish Zor Lifnei Hashem. Exactly the same way. because also they were looking for Kedusha. What did they say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, where would this old man go and be able to get rid of him and will take his place? What does that mean? It does mean Chalila, they were looking for Kavod. They wanted the Hashras Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had. They wanted it. They were looking to be great. They're looking to extend themselves, expand their horizons of Ruchnius.
So what's money they daven for? If they're tying in a Moshe that he davened for his brother, so they could daven.
Exactly right. But they're willing to be Moshe Nefesh and willing to give up their life. By the way, Ketores is a connection between Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton. Yeah, that's a whole discussion. That's Aaron knew from the Malach Moritz how to stop it. In other words, Ketores was the idea that they felt they could make that bond through that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you won't. I'm telling you, you're all going to die. Don't do it. They want to give it a try. They want to go forward. Rabbi, I said before in the beginning of Shea, that the people, 250 people, out 12 of them were in the Siyim of Chanukah HaSamizbeach of Parshas Nasoi. Nachshon Ben Aminadov. This great idealist. Everyone standing there with the toes, you know, in the touching the water, they're scared to go in. I'm going to go for it. And he went for it again. He went for it again. Oh yeah, he wanted to go for the Kedusha.
Ego.
It wasn't ego, Khalil. It was
why?
Kedusha and Tahara they were looking for. But
they want to be the best.
But they want to be the best. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with seeking out the best. However, there's a certain stage in time that it's mistaken. There's a certain place where you are going beyond what you should be doing. You are going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given kahuna to koyanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, and you're in the Siyim. You're doing excellently. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you what you need. Don't expand it any further. Don't push it. Don't allow yourself to go further. That was their mistake. We see this later on. Fantastic. Well, we see this later on. How do we see this? Yeah? We see this later on that they were, that after they brought out the pachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, take these pachim, take these frying pans, and put it on the Mizbeach. Ask some sefer, and all the Forshim ask this, how can you take a dover chet, something that is wrong, and put it on the Mizbeach? What a chil Hashem! Didn't take Korach, by the way, only 250 people. What a chil Hashem! How can you take something that is designated to be Me'ila against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to stand up and fight against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and put it on the Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach! Even a stone that was cut, where with a knife you can't put on the Mizbeach. Yeah, because it's got some reasons to murder. This is a revolution against Rabbeinu Shleilam. Selech Sam Sefer, you know what? Because what they did was nothing wrong. Their action was fine, but they shouldn't have done it. Do you understand? In other words, the pachim, that the five pans didn't do anything wrong. You can't use five pans that did something wrong and it was bare. The five pans did nothing wrong. They did something wrong. They shouldn't have done it. They should never have done this. Now listen to this, Rabbi. This is absolutely brilliant. And they took it and they put it as a zikoron forever, says the Pasuk, that you should not stand up and want to be koyanim. What zikoron is it? They took his five pans that were made out of nechoshes, out of copper, right? They put it onto his bayach that is made out of copper. How on earth do you see a difference beforehand and afterwards what happened? Beforehand it was copper. The Mizbeach and the Chosh is made out of copper. They took his fire pans and they hammered it onto the side. Now you see copper. So what did you see?
Did they melt it all into one piece? Or if it's,
they hammered it on.
It's all different pans. No.
There wasn't. You couldn't see a little handle sticking out with some made IKEA at the back. I mean, it was...
Instead of one big, large piece, maybe like it was before.
No.
Little piece. Now,
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. Probably hammered it on like a sheet of metal around it. How did they see this? Listen to this. Rebbe says this. It's Kuni. And the Chizkuni says, they put it on the Mizbeach. So he says, pardon me. He says, what's a Mizbeach? He says, Nitein al Gagoy. Put it on the roof. What's pshat? The Mizbeach was called Mizbeach Adomo Tasili. Making Mizbeach Adomo, made out of Adomo, out of earth. He said until that stage, the Mizbeach was made out of earth. In other words, on top of the Mizbeach, yeah, it was like a frame. You filled up the thing with earth, and you eventually compacted it on top. And then you stood on top, and that's where the Mizbeach was. When they took these fry pans, what did they do? They made a roof for the first time on the Mizbeach. Now you had the copper sides and the copper roof. That was the chiddush of putting on the mizbech. It wasn't on the sides, says the Chizkuni, it was on the top. Says Rav Chaim, says my Rebbe Rav Chaim Kaufman, this is a remes for what? You want to make a mizbeach gesundheit. You know what they did? They did Chanukah samizbeach. These 12 people did Chanukah samizbeach gesundheit. That's fantastic. Prepare the mizbeach, sanctify the mizbeach. But everything of Kedusha has a gag, has a limitation. Don't go further. If you push further, it's going to totally consume you. Know your limitations. Know what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you. Know what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from your children. Know, don't overdo it. Don't overload them. And that's why they use this to make a Sipur Mizbeach. So the Nechnama ideology is fantastic. To be idealistic is great. Nachshon Menem Anodov saves Klal Yisrael. Yes, but there's a certain stage in time where you've got to step back. Don't push it. And if you do, you get consumed. The action may be the right action. What you did wasn't wrong, but you shouldn't have done it at that time and that place. And that's why he put it on the Mizbeach, on the Gag, to cap the abilities to show that we have to go Adkan and not further than that.
Why did they let Korah